Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Finally, a survey that speaks to me. Literally.
Uh-oh.
Because they asked 2,500 people, do you ever talk to yourself?
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You do more than that, though.
Yeah, you argue with
yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You used to be have a struggle getting into work on time because you would be in the shower, as you would say. What would you call it, Rev?
Lost in the sauce.
And you would argue with yourself in the shower.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit of a beating.
Which I still am very upset with your daughter for not having a cell phone recording that from the outside, of course, not inside the shower.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. At least you're being discreet.
Yes. Yeah. Respectful.
Oh, yeah, it's nice of you. But So what percentage of people do you think actually do talk to themselves out loud?
Out loud?
Yeah.
Hey,
69%.
I was going to say 70, but you know what?
You're a winner. Wow, so you think a lot of people, the majority of Americans actually do this?
Yes.
Wow, you know what? I wouldn't have picked that because I've always thought I was a weirdo. And now it isn't that much, but still, I'm surprised at how high the number is. 42%?
42, okay.
Which I expected. I expected I would be in the minority, but I thought I would be, it would be like 20%.
But I feel like a few, some of those people that were surveyed, they're probably lying. They don't want to admit that they're talking to themselves out loud because they don't want to be, looked at as a certain way.
Yeah.
But how many people talk to themselves while driving? Or, you know what I mean? Like, when you're by yourself and you're maybe thinking out a conversation, I feel like people do talk to themselves.
You don't talk a lot, but I know you do talk to yourself only when you need to really motivate yourself.
I was about to say, you all know that when I have a few drinks in me,
yeah,
I start having conversations with myself at dinner.
Yeah, you do. It's quite hysterical.
Just trying to hype myself up. If I'm starting to fade, I got to talk to myself. Yeah. A pep talk. Let's go, Steve.
Let's go, Steve. That was one of the most fun moments. I'm like, did you just cheer for yourself? What is happening?
I don't know if it was necessarily a cheer or if it was more a, dude, you got to rally.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve. Yeah.
You can do this.
It's only 6:30 p.m.
So the question was, do you ever talk to yourself? 42% of us said, yes, we talk to ourselves out loud. 43% said yes, but only in their head. But see, isn't that just thinking?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Do you ever call yourself like for me, it'd be like, hey, Vicky, did you do this? Like kind of refer to yourself as another person.
In your head?
Yeah. That's what I think they mean.
Oh, I don't think I've ever done that. I think either I have thoughts or I will do what you said, but yeah. I'll do it out loud.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do that in my head.
Oh, okay. Well, then you know what? That's a fair answer. 15% just said no. And of course, or they weren't sure. We love those.
Of course. I like this one text that says, it's fine to talk to yourself. The problem is when you answer yourself, LOL.
Wait, that's a problem?
Wait.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, in its own weird way, you're the one that has your own answers, so actually it's pretty good if you can answer yourself.
But sometimes I have to talk. I feel like if I just think it, I might not truly remember it. Like if I'm going to Target or something, like, okay, I got to go grab some emergency. I got to go grab, you know, some of this and some of that and some filters or whatever. Like if I don't say it out loud, I almost feel like I'm going to forget something.
So does it work when you say it out loud?
Not all the time.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because I tried the same thing. And I go, if I just continue to say it, yeah. And then I'm like Rain Man walking in, you know, toilet paper, Lysol, you know, and I don't remember.
The best is like you go into like a, you know, in the world of wrestling, you go into a wrestling locker room and, you know, a lot of the guys are working out some of the ideas that they're going to do in the ring. And then you kind of like go your separate way and you're kind of lost in your own little world. And you just walk in the back and you think like everyone's lost their mind because everybody's like talking out loud about what they're thinking about doing.
Oh, wow.
It's probably no different than like someone that's going to perform like a play or a theater. Like you just kind of like want to hype yourself up and be like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But as an outsider, if you walk in, you're like, is this just like the loony bin?
Yeah.
Because everyone's doing weird gestures and speaking out loud.
I got some bad news for you, though, because it turns out, for some reason, they don't know why, seniors are twice as likely to say that they never do it. But the bad news is that I'm not one of those seniors, because I will probably still do it.
Or maybe those seniors think someone's there when they're talking and they're actually just aww. Talking.
Oh.
Sorry.
Women are much more likely to talk to themselves out loud. As opposed to men, 48% to 36%.
I would have thought it would have been the other way around.
Yeah. I really had no thought about whether or not men or women. I always felt I didn't have any attribution to it, but I just figured that there's just certain types of personalities. In the world of behavioral science, they call it verbal processing. There are people that can really process quietly, and then there are people like me that I can't think straight if I can't speak.
Okay, so like, have you ever done this? You get into like not even an argument with your significant other. They say something, or even a roommate, like they say something, and you don't really want to say what you're thinking to them, but you still say it out loud because you feel like you need to say it out loud. So you say it under your breath as you're like walking away.
Oh, the old muttering, yes.
Yeah, like I'm tired of your crap.
You're such an idiot.
And then they'll be like, "What did you say? Nothing.
Your hair looks nice.
Yeah,
I said I gotta go take a crap.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I gotta go take a U. I'll be back."
Wow.
Yeah.
But have you guys done that? Or am I just telling
you? No, you're crazy. No, okay. I'm kidding. I do it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely all the time.
I don't know what that is. You know, I know I'm the kind of person that actually would say that to their face. I think it's part of you that says, you know what? You're such a pain in the ass. But then the other part of you goes, you know you're going to be in trouble if you say that.
Right. It's not worth saying.
And I don't have that. I do not have that voice in my head that says, put this under your breath. I don't have an under your breath voice. It is all like, you're an idiot. I'm tired of your crap. I'm like, I'm right in their face saying that.
I had an ex where that was the only way I was able to stay sane because I'm like, if I say it out loud, I'm just going to argue every single minute of the day. But then finally got to the point where I was like, this relationship needs to end when I found myself not just talking, arguing with them to myself, but the second they couldn't see me, I was finding creative ways to flip them off. Like, so I'd just be like, they walk back and I'm like, F you. Or if I'm like talking, I put my hand in my pocket, I have the middle finger in my pocket. I'm like, screw them.
Wow.
I've got one hand in my pocket.
See, I wish I had that ability because I'm so overt. I mean, those are all great ideas and it gets you where you want to go.
It just got to the point where we were arguing all the time and I was like, I just need to get it out. But I don't feel like arguing, so I need to get this out of my body.
Yeah.
And then I just finally said, I need to just end this relationship because really this is ridiculous.
Well, that's even better, actually.
Right. Yeah.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. You know Zac Efron?
Yes.
Yes.
He was in Grown Ups.
Yeah.
Two? Was it?
No, Neighbors.
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 He was in both Neighbors movies.
Both Neighbors, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
My bad.
She's Grown Up. Look,
I thought he made an appearance in Grown Ups.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong about the Grown Ups because I can't remember him in there, to be honest, but that doesn't mean it. And Grown Ups, too, if you watch that, you need to be giving your money back, your time back, your life back.
Yep, he was in Grown Ups, too.
God, of course you know that. The worst movie anybody would want to be in, and that's the movie you quote him for first out of the gate.
Well, you know, art is subjective, BJ.
Yeah, it is. He was also in Baywatch, and he was also on that Hot Wing Eating show, you know, Hot Ones?
That show's awesome.
And he shared that filming Baywatch made him realize, yeah, he never wants to be in that good shape again.
I realized that, like, when I was done with that movie, I don't ever want to be in that good of shape again. Really. It was so hard. You're working with almost no wiggle room, right? You've got things like water under your skin that you're worrying about, like making your six pack into a four pack. It's just stupid. Yeah. You know, it's just not real. And like, I'm happy that it worked. I'm happy that it got me through it. I may do it again if it was something worthwhile, but we'll wait till it gets to that. I don't need to. I'm good. Take care of your heart. Take care of your brain. You're good.
I love that he's talking about, like, you know, eating well and while eating a crap ton of hot wings.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's tearing up. Like he's having. He's feeling the effects from these hot wings. I love this show.
Oh, I could never do that show. It's amazing how these actors and people that get on there are able to survive it. I'd be done after the first wing.
It's also crazy. I mean, Zac Efron's a huge name. I mean, he's pretty popular, I would imagine, right? I mean,
He's a guy.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
It's crazy that he's just going on. I mean, at the end of the day, he's going on a YouTube show. It just shows how powerful certain things are that aren't even on network television. Like a talk show that's on just YouTube is getting like, huge names to be on the show.
And isn't he getting his own show now on TV? I thought
there's a game show called The Hot Ones now that's based off of the show. And it's not as much fun.
Is it him at least?
I think so.
Yeah, he's hosting.
Yeah,
so.
He is. Okay.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that YouTube really can turn you into a big, big star. And you get big enough, you'll be noticed. Lily Jiang, who took over for Carson Daly, I think she also got that late night talk show, which is on NBC. But she also got that show because of her success on YouTube. All right, we got a survey. They said, hey, America, if these past few weeks of staying at home have brought you closer to your significant other, or has it made you more distant to your significant other? They asked Americans, and what do you think they said? Are people closer to their SOs, or are they more distant?
That is a good question. I'm trying to think of how people would answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, were they asked that question while their significant other was next to them?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was leaning more towards it made them further apart.
You, sir, are wrong. Damn it's only 11% that say it pushed them further apart.
Damn it.
But you're not going to like what 53% said, which I find this
undecided.
They might as well have just said undecided.
Yeah.
Because they said, oh, no, we're the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, really?
Well, that's kind of like my wife and I.
Yeah, I don't feel like ours. I mean, I think if maybe leaning more towards it's made us stronger because we're talking more about random things.
Well, that would put you closer together then.
I understand that, but it's not like a drastic change. You
but
know
it's
what I
a
mean?
Change.
Yes, yes, you're right.
I can't talk to you either.
I just agreed with you.
Okay.
I just agreed with you. Right. And you can't. Okay, I'm going to continue to disagree with you.
All
then.
Right. I wasn't sure if you're writing me to go shut up or if you actually did see the error of your ways.
No, I agree with you. Yes, right, there has been a change.
All right. You know what? I appreciate you.
Stop treating me like Pete Davidson, man.
Okay. I'm going to have the same conversation with Rev.
Okay.
Rev.
What?
Really? You're the same? I mean, you and your wife are doing more things together. You're learning more about each whatever. You really don't know that if you're different at all? You think you're exactly the same with the relationship? Really?
Well, most of the time, she's working from home now, and I get home at an early time, and she was working from home beforehand.
Yeah.
So there's really not much of a difference.
You know what that means? That means you never really did much before the coronavirus. Like, you never really went out. You never did anything.
So this prepped you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and that, you know what
I mean? That's like literally how we've always been.
So I can believe this then.
Like, we hit the same schedule. Like, you know, we'll do dinner at the same time. We'll watch a show during dinner, and then we'll go to bed at the same time.
So
we'll
your
have
life.
The same conversations.
Wow, your life is exactly the same.
The only difference was that last Saturday, she woke up a little bit earlier than normal.
Okay.
That jerk.
It actually set me off. Like, I was legit pissed at her and gave her the silent treatment.
Because she got up early.
Yeah, because that's my quiet time.
How dare she wake up early?
Like, because I get up at like 6 in the morning. So usually between like 6 and 9, it would be an early, it would just be my time just to drink coffee, hang out, have the house be quiet.
Have you talked to her about that?
Oh, yeah. She knew I was mad at her right away.
No, I mean,
have you talked to her about wanting quiet time? And
Yeah. We sussed it out. Yeah.
Oh, but she didn't know
talking
beforehand.
Talking to her doesn't mean you yelling, get out of the room. I'm drinking my coffee. It's my quiet time, woman.
I didn't yell at her, but she was talking to me and I wasn't.
And you gave her the silent treatment. You and I are both the chicks of the relationship.
Yeah,
we both are.
Yeah, I mean,
because that's usually what the wife will do is give the husband the silent treatment.
And she was so nice about it. I've realized this is a me issue.
Oh, hey,
you're a gentleman.
After I gave you the silent treatment.
Yeah. Well, that's why I realized when I was being such a jerk, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can back off a little bit on that.
So, could you argue then that this whole situation brought you closer or further?
I still think about the same.
Oh my God, I can't do it anymore.
So what would have been a perfect scenario would be if she woke up early, but she would just have to keep herself in bed until it was the proper time to get out of the bed so that you had your quiet time?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking to see how this
kinda
works.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Rev, even though I'm giving you a hard time over this, I understand exactly what you mean.
Wait, so you would expect someone to stay in bed until...
Yeah, my wife, when I stay at her place, I'm like, okay, I know she's got her meditation. I hope she gets up later, then does her 1 hour meditation. Mm-hmm. I can sit and have my cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Yep. I can, you know, do what I want to do. When she comes out early, I'm like,
It disrupts my schedule, which just sets me off.
Because I got nowhere I can go in that apartment. Like in my house, I can go to my office and go, hey, honey, I got some things I'm going to do. And go. I got nowhere to go once she's up.
The minute she gets up and she comes out, you should walk into the bedroom and close the door.
I really should.
See how that goes.
I got nothing in that bedroom, though. There's no TV. There's nothing.
Well, you should buy yourself a TV for that bedroom.
And also, because we don't see each other that much, you know, you feel guilty saying I need some time away from you when I just had 2 weeks away from you.
Yeah. Is it the whole same thing with me?
Someone says 6? I get up at 3 a.m. just so I can have 2 hours of quiet time. LOL.
Good for you that you're that early person.
6 is sleeping in for me on a Saturday. So,
See, my quiet time.
That's true.
My quiet time was always like late at night because my wife is an early to bed kind of person. Like, she might go to bed at 9:30, and I stay up till midnight. See, that's my thing.
Yeah,
that's how I've adjusted. But you can't do it with this stupid job.
Yeah, I'm too old for that now.
Yeah,
I can understand that.
So, 29% say, this whole coronavirus situation has brought them closer. That's couples.
How about this person said, back in February, my spouse and I decided to get a divorce. Now we're sheltering in a place together in the same house but in separate bedrooms.
Awkward.
Oh. Well, what if it's like a Lifetime movie and then you decide that you want to be together again?
Yeah.
Aww.
I watch too many of these damn Hallmark films.
Well, it is possible. I mean, you know, look, that doesn't mean that everything is going to end up nicely, but you got to ask yourself, why are we getting a divorce in the first place? What the hell happened? You know, because wherever you go, there you are. It's like whatever you think, I'm going to be free if I'm away from this person. And it's like, no, you're not. You're still you.
Yeah, but they have no idea how that even could happen, you know, because right now they're still together. Like, there's no chance of being able to be like, okay, we have our distance. Maybe I'm realizing I miss being with this person. Like, fresh off of divorce and then you're still together. That's got to be a mind trip.
Yeah, it is. That is a mind trip.
I would hope that there's like more than one like TV or like area. I mean, you have to meet each other in the kitchen, but can like one of you watch, go up to one? I guess you have to be stuck in a bedroom most likely.
Yeah, at least the good news is no one's bringing anybody over because of social distancing. So you don't have to hear her or him getting banged.
But maybe they're cybering.
Oh, you got to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Turn off the Wi-Fi.
So extra strain on people's relationship. They asked about that. Is this putting more strain? 21% of people say, who live at least with one other person say there's a lot. Yeah, there's more strain. 4% say there's actually less strain. How can you have less strain in the coronavirus situation? Maybe because you have less scheduling?
That could be. Your life is not as busy. Maybe could you're not working. So maybe your work was just something that you'd come home in a bad mood all the time.
61% say it's the same. I'm sorry. I got a lot of strain right now. How are people? I don't understand. I mean, people just are oblivious to what, because the behavioral scientists say that right now we are all tripping. We're all tripping balls right now.
How much marijuana are those people smoking?
I know. Oh, it's just the same. I don't trust any of this crap. Oh, no. Everything's the same. There's no strain. Oh, F you.
Yeah, I bet Pete Davidson wrote that article.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.